We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Celebrating our Florida Panthers today. What a great comeback win. I will tell you, it was a little bit unsatisfying for me and Crowder because we had over 5.5 goals on the game. Remember, we had the over. And so they're down 2-0, and you're like, oh, this is going to be a loss. And then they come back. Now there's 5 goals, and they're up 3-2. And I had said to my wife, I'm like, oh, this is going to work out perfectly because Dallas is going to have to pull the goalie, and maybe Florida can get an empty netter and we'll hit the over. And they had such a tough time pulling the goalie because they couldn't get the puck out of their zone. They finally got the goalie pulled with about a minute to go. But, the Panthers didn't even get an empty netter chance. But that I thought we might have an amazing cover on a because what was it? 2-0 going into the third? Yeah. So we would have needed to put up 4 goals in the fourth period, in the third period to hit the over. Came very close.
I don't know if I'm not a good gambler, Hawk, but I was so concerned with the comeback that I forgot about our bet.
Well, I'll tell you, I was really rooting for the Panthers to come back. It almost felt like the bet was secondary. Whatever we lost on the bet, I felt like was worth the price of admission for that third period. So
yes, that's kind of the direction I took, too.
It's the way that I rationalized it in my head. Well, it was worth it for the victory, but that was great. All right, we have a loaded potato for you here in the 3 o'clock hour of Hockman and Crowder. Lee Sterling is going to join us, professional sports handicapper, and I really would like to revisit February and Solana. We only played it once this entire month, and this is our final show of February. So I want to make sure we try to get that in before we're done at 6 o'clock. So cross your fingers, everybody. Let's get headlines here with the February saying, Alejandro Solana.
The Florida Panthers yesterday rallied. They were down 2-0, 7 minutes left in the third period. And after a 9-minute delay, Frank Vetrano ended up capping off the 3 goals in 3 minutes and 11 second period. It was certainly a
God, it took a long time to get to a muffled barn burner.
Better than the first one, though. That was better
No, I think the first one's better. What's better than the organ music at a hockey game? That one, I felt like I was at the Kentucky Derby for a second. Yeah. I feel like I'm coming out for the post-parade. Can't understand barn burner at all. It's just a failed attempt here at trying to create something called like culture for the heat. Although the culture sound, remember, I didn't understand what you were saying on that for the first 3 weeks. Yeah, who can hear that? Oh,
it's 305.
Not a lot of sounds going on. A lot of sounds. There are a lot of sounds, Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
All right, just checking.
The ice skating sound coming to like a halt on the ice in this one for some reason doesn't sound like that. It sounds like a sneeze. Listen closely.
I gotta listen to this whole thing again. Barn burner. It's such a weird thing to celebrate barn burner. I don't even understand what you're doing. I don't like it. I would like to. I want a new Panthers celebratory sound. Play the one from the 2 o'clock hour. I like the organ music better. Yeah. Yeah. You get right into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scottie Pippen agrees with me. I don't have to wait around too long.
There too.
All right.
The Panthers will play the Hurricanes tomorrow, 7 p.m. They'll play two straight versus Carolina tomorrow, 7, and then Monday as well.
Very good. You can hear those games on 560 WQAM, The Joe.
The Miami Heat, they play the Utah Jazz tonight, 8 p.m. tip-off from the American Airlines Arena.
All right. Speaking of the Heat, Solana had a little back and forth with John Crotty yesterday on Twitter. So what happened there was, like, someone tagged Crotty on a tweet. Let's see. So somebody had tweeted, Alex Solana, great line, can now get two or three buckets on him. And there was something yesterday that Solana had said about Crotty. And then Solana just writes, without tagging John Crotty, hopefully Crotty didn't hear that. And so some dude tags Crotty on it and says, sorry, but I'm too interested in Crotty's response. I had to tag him. And John Crotty did respond on Twitter. And he said, not sure the total context of this, but if Solana is talking multiple buckets on me, he needs to be drug tested. Don't really care how old I get.
Whoa!
So, yeah, Bob Greasy, understands. Now you've poked the bear, that is John Crotty. He tried to be real diplomatic when he came on with us and said, well, anyone can get a bucket or something. Now you're poking the bear. You're talking multiple buckets, and he's telling you, go set your ass down.
Scalabrine is 6'9", and people scored 2-3 points on him.
Uh-huh.
I feel good.
Mm-hmm. Get him, Crot.
Yeah, poke the bear.
You think he's actually mad?
Crotty?
Yeah.
Well, Crotty, again, very diplomatic, and he's a nice guy, but he's also a former professional athlete. He'll kill you. Like, now you're getting him angry. Now you're getting him angry.
Solon, is it like we do it? We've been through this where you talk and we talk and it's a joke back and forth, and then the third day, the fourth day, and you keep messing with me, and at point I'd be like, Solana, let's go race in the parking lot. Like, line up, hell with you. Like, I think you're pushing Crotty to the edge of this whole basketball.
Like, he was
thing.
Trying to be nice. Oh yeah, you might get a bucket off me. Now you're gonna be talking on the air about how you might get two or three buckets on Crotty. Now Crotty's gotta put you in your place.
Crotty, you got my back though, right?
What, that you're going to score three on Crotty?
No, I mean, if Crotty gets upset with me or whatever.
Good question.
Yeah, you got my
Crotty
back.
Crotty steps to Solana. What do you do, Crowder?
You know what? I'll grab Crotty.
Yeah.
I won't fight him with you, but I'll detain him so that you can escape.
I'm not fighting Crotty. I was hoping you just
No, he's holding him so you can get the hell out of there.
Right. Okay.
Solana, do you understand a fight doesn't have to be approved upon like it's, you know, a Vegas boxing match? Like, if Crotty wants to swing on you, he's going to swing on you, and I just want to hold him long enough so you get the hell out the way.
Aren't there, like, terms of engagement or some sort of process before a fight?
Terms of engagement, yeah.
You've never been
Aren't there
in a fight.
An agreed-upon set of principles?
Hey, Tony, we're fighting tomorrow at 3. No eye poking, no kicking. No, it doesn't happen that way in the streets. Solana, have you ever been in a fight?
I mean, I heard it in 10 Dual Commandments in Hamilton, so.
Seriously. Have you ever been in, like, a street fight? I don't like you. You don't like me. Let's punch each other in the
face. I thought he was going to break out the 10 crack commandments. He went to dual commandments from Hamilton. So I think that answers your question, Crowder.
Yeah. If Hamilton is your fighting go-to.
Right.
No reason to answer that question.
That's funny.
Didn't end too well for Alexander Hamilton either, by the way.
All right. We got you. We got you, Broadway.
Dual commandments. What the hell is that?
That's funny, man. I swear to God, I thought you were going to quote 10 crack commandments, and he went with the 10 dual commandments. That's funny. All right, what else you got, Solana?
The Heat, by the way, tonight, 8 p.m., they're looking for their fifth straight win. Bam Adebayo, he is questionable with a knee injury. Tyler Hero, questionable as well with a hip injury.
All right.
Bam, by the way, signed a shoe deal with Jordan Brand today. It was announced by Jordan.
Talk about it.
That's awesome. I'm going to get him, too. I got to support Bam. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think he'll have a signature shoe yet, but there will be a style that he'll be wearing for the time being, certainly.
Right.
Oh, yeah. No. Whatever he comes out, and they're going to have the Heat colors on a Jordan, yeah, whichever Jordan it is, I'm going to get that Jordan because Bam has it. Like, yeah man, we drafted him. What was it, like a 14th pick or something? Like, he wasn't supposed to be the dog he is. Mm-hmm. Got to support him.
Yep.
Guys, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Although I have a feeling you wouldn't say it that way if it was New Balance that he signed with.
Oh, hell no. I ain't wearing no New Balance.
Right, yeah. See, it's not that you love and want to support Bam. You just happen to love the Jordan brand.
It didn't matter. I love you,
I mean, if Max Strus could have come out with a Jordan brand shoe, and you know what? The Strus is loose, and I want to wear those shoes. The shoes are loose.
Love Dwayne Wade to death. I love UD. Like, UD's a gator. Like, me and UD have a lot. UD was on with us. Like, UD have my back on everything. I am not putting a Li Ning on my foot. I can't do it. I can't pull myself to do it.
Right. No, but I'm just saying, you talk about, you know, Bam and what he means to us here. It's not really that. It's like Spike Lee. It's got to be the shoes.
Yeah. Saucony Bam, I don't got him. Puma Bam, I don't have him.
Is it Saucony? I always thought it was Saucony.
It's a Saucony.
Yeah.
Saucony? You've said Saucony your whole life?
I mean, it's Saucony?
It's Saucony. Everybody
knows. Are you sure?
That. Come on. Solana, what is it?
Saucony. I'm with Crowder.
Is it? It might be. I always said Saucony.
You know why you don't know? Because you've never worn them. That just proves that you're not going to wear a Saucony.
Why? Are Sauconys cool?
No, not at all.
Yeah. I always thought they were like runner shoes, aren't they?
No, they're middle school gym teacher shoes. That's
man,
what that's
what
their demographic is.
Nothing better than my British Knights from back in the day, though. Oh, those BKs. Golly.
We're terrible.
And no, you don't you dare.
And you wore the Jane Fonda socks with them.
Yeah, man. Oh, that was a look. That was the look. Bring that back. Let's run that back. Who am I talking to? Let's run it back.
What are you guys wearing right now? What do you got on, Crowder?
You sure it's not Saucony?
It's Saucony. I'm in the house. You know I got on Crocs. I done bought me about 15 pair of Crocs since the quarantine.
You buy those Yeezys? The Yeezy Crocs?
Hell no. My wife bought me Yeezys, and I refused to wear them because I refused to support Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, let's move on. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he has spoken to the Denver Broncos per the Denver Gazette.
Interesting. Yeah.
Tomorrow, Canes Hoops, they'll play Clemson 2 p.m. And finally, guys, 35% of Americans eat peanut butter straight out of the jar, according to new survey.
I'll do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a drink behind it? You just eat it?
Every now and then, and I haven't done it in a while, but when I was a bachelor, like, yeah, go get a spoonful of peanut butter. Delicious.
No.
Yeah.
That's not good. Nothing, no crackers, no nothing, nothing.
No,
added,
just a spoonful of peanut butter.
Yeah. That's crazy. I think those numbers are wrong. No, 35% of people do that.
What was the number?
Yeah, 35% of Americans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You do that, Solana?
Yeah, but I don't do the spoon. I just do two fingers. Right.
Oh, for the love of God. There's no chance you do that.
I mean, it's my peanut butter. Why not? Just two fingers right in.
Oh.
Dip your hand in the jar?
And then you put it in your mouth, you lick it off your fingers, and then you do another two fingers
in
there?
Well, no, that's the way I temper what I'm putting into my body. Because I'm not going to double dip.
I want to know the person that's just tuning in right now and don't know if we're talking about peanut butter or something else. Like, they just tuned in. They're like, what the hell is going on here?
I bet they didn't turn off. They wanted to find out what we're talking about.
All right. You got weather? Got anything else? You got a golf update?
Yep. Let's get to it. Let's get to our WGC Workday Championship at the concession being played in Bradenton, Florida. This leaderboard update sponsored by Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee serving golfers around the country since 1968. Patrick Reed, he has now moved into first place atop the leaderboard, 10 under par. He's on the 13th hole right now, shooting 6 under on the day, shot a 68 yesterday. We have a three-way tie for second place, including B. Horschel and T. Finau. They're at 9 under par right now. They both shot 5 under on the day. Again, that was brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf Shops. And your weather update from the Exogen Weather Center. Right now, 80 degrees in South Florida tonight. The lows will drop to around 70. Don't expect too many showers across South Florida. That weather report brought to you by Rubenstein Law. Injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law, 1-800-FL-LEGAL. They're also open on weekends.
All right, very good. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, going to hopefully give us some winners next here on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
¿Quieres Coca-Cola? ¿Quieres un vaso de agua? ¿Quieres huevos rancheros?
Hawk and Crowder.
The game. And nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain.
Sometimes the stuff off the air funnier than the stuff on the air.
Something's wrong with y'all. I'll let you know this now.
Not me.
Oh, what?
Tell them what you want to do that peanut butter, Solana. Wait, crank it up for Lee Sterling. Here we go. Everybody.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Woo! We'll go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lee Sterling, friend of ours, professional sports handicapper. The website is ParamountSports.com. And I always point out, Lee doesn't pay us to come on, and we don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking about sports gambling. He gave us three picks last Friday, ended up going 1-1 because the Drakkar close fight was canceled. He had given us a UFC fight, which ended up getting canceled right as he was stepping into the ring, by the way. But he gave us Boise State over Utah State. That was a winner. We had Edmonton-Calgary over 6.5 goals. That was a loser. So 1-1, and I believe he was 3-0 the previous week, so he is 4-1 the last 2 weeks on this show. Hello, Lee.
What about the secret? Secret envelope, three MMA selections.
I don't want to get people jealous, but we get some secret picks from Lee Sterling on Saturday night for UFC. And I know Lee Sterling texted me over the weekend, have we paid for a new wing of the Hawkman Mansion yet with our secret picks? So, well, we'll leave that secret. You never know if Uncle Sam is listening, Sterling.
Well, we didn't get the room because I lost the last fight. So 2-1, we'll take on the
2-1
on the sealed secret envelope picks.
But we'll take that any day of the right week. Are you going to the Hurricanes baseball game tonight? Miami Hurricanes baseball has their home opener at Mark Light tonight. Are you going?
Of course. I mean, the newly number one ranked Miami Hurricanes off
talk
their
about it
winning series over Florida in the new stadium. Ruined that, which was sweet. And then I'm taking the wife out. I should get husband of the year. Taking her to Titanic for dinner tonight.
Wow.
And then the game?
I mean, it's like you two are like a fraternity and sorority couple.
Yeah.
and me? Setting the bar
Lee's making
too
us
high,
look
man.
Bad.
Take it
well,
easy.
It's funny. I'll tell you. So it's funny. So Lee had texted me this morning, goes, hey, you going to the Hurricanes baseball game? And I said, no, but I am going to the Panthers game tomorrow night. And he said, you and I should be husbands of the year. I'm taking my wife to Titanic and then the game, and look at you tomorrow night. And I text him back. I go, no, I'm going tomorrow night with three friends. I don't know what my wife is doing.
Didn't you take her last week to the game?
No, I went with other friends. Ooh. Last week.
You got to step up your game.
I'm trying to push her out the door.
I'm trying. This has been a long quarantine, Lee. What are you trying to do? I'm almost there.
Well, maybe you'll mix it every third time. Maybe you'll mix in taking her to a Panthers game next week.
Yes. Yes.
I want to step in before we get to these games real quick. I've been listening to this, you know, Alex's whole, you know, he's taking on the world in basketball. I'd like to give you my thoughts on if he was to challenge, you know, some of these competitors that he's challenged. If he was to face John Crotty, I truly believe Crotty, if you put $1,000 or more out there on the line, Crotty would get up in his face, and I don't even know if he'd hit the rim. I think that Crotty would block his first shot and then just back him down, score 5, 6, 7 baskets, game's over.
Exactly. That's what we've been saying.
I played college football, and the difference between high school, I mean, well, the JCC and college is huge, but the difference from college to the NFL is monumental.
And so, you're a big dude. Like, you're a big dude. Like, yeah. And so I would imagine you go out there and you play recreational sports. You get a guy like Solana, who's a thin guy. You put your shoulder in him, he's going to feel that.
Okay, so I'm 58. I remember at my house, I have a game, a once-a-week game, before quarantine. And there was a guy who was 55 years old. He averaged, I think, 12 points in college at Villanova. He's about 6'2", 6'3". I'm 5'11". He guarded me for 2 games, and I scored 0. Nothing.
Yeah.
And I play all the time. So I do think that Alex would score against a non-player. And Channing would beat him in any other sport that he plays. But basketball, playing Channing or playing, you know, someone else like Leroy, I do think that Alex would score. But I don't know whether if he plays an NBA player, whether he would even hit the backboard or hit the rim.
Right. That's the question. With Crotty can hold him scoreless, no question about it. With Leroy Horde, Solana might get a bucket or two, but Leroy's going to end up beating him just because he's going to put his elbow
probably,
in his chest.
Probably. But if you don't play that sport, I mean, I've seen plenty of guys, I mean, big-time college players in football come out to my court, and they're just not players. They just can't play basketball. So it is a different, you know,
but one-on-one, see, one-on-one to me is different because you can physically impose your size.
Right,
in one-on-one,
right. But if you can't shoot at all, I mean, if you have, you just don't have that coordination shooting the basketball, could be a problem also. So my money is going to be on Crotty big time if he plays him. And if he plays Channing or Leroy, to score one basket, I'm going to say Solana can score one basket.
But my pushback, Lee, would be, how is Solana going to stop me? Like you said, I don't have a red pointer. Right. But how could Solana stop me from getting to the rim and just laying it up? He has no chance to stop my momentum from going forward.
Well, if you get the ball first and you know, you're just backing him down, you got a chance. If he has the ball first, his speed, you know, being a little younger and shooting consistently, I'm going to say that he's going to hit one basket. He's not going to win, but he's going to hit a couple baskets.
He's not J.J. Redick. What?
I'm not saying he's J.J. Redick. He's all JCC. First team.
fourth team honorable mention. Solana, you want to weigh in here before I move on to the games?
That
I'm sure
soccer.
You want to defend yourself.
Well, I just think Crowder's downplaying my intangibles. I mean, I take charges in one-on-one. And yes, in case you were wondering, Lee, I did make first team all defense at the JCC, led the league in charges taken. So, all right,
yep.
So back
great.
Me down, Crowder, I dare you.
Intangibles are all – remember when Jimmy the Greek used to do intangibles on CBS for Sundays? That's a rare trait people are looking for in a one-on-one game of basketball, intangibles.
Yeah, forget about the first 10 things, you know, like shooting,
speed,
rebounding.
Age.
Yeah, right.
Intangibles is first to go to. All right, Lee Sterling, the website is paramountsports.com. Heat and Jazz tonight. Jazz, best record in the NBA. Heat have won 4 in a row. Right now, Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero are questionable for the Heat, which makes this a 6.5-point spread. The last I looked, the Heat are getting 6.5 at home.
So if Bam and Tyler were to play, I would take Miami. Because I think once you step off that plane and you see that beautiful weather, I think it's a huge distraction even to Utah, who is playing the best basketball in the NBA. It's not even close right now. But I don't believe that Tyler will play, from what I'm hearing. I also think it's going to be a game-time decision, probably up to Bam whether he plays or not tonight. And I'm hearing even if he plays, he's about 50 to 60%. I mean, I really respect, you know, his effort and you know, his team play and wanting to play for the team. But he could even be, this could be, you know, sometimes when you try to play and you're not 80, 90%, it can hurt your team. So if I had to pick a side, I'd play Utah, but I'm not going to bet this game here. And something also to look at with Utah, when Miami won the Eastern Conference last year, made it to the NBA Finals, they were leading the league in less time as far as a player touching the ball, an offensive player touching the ball. Utah is leading the league by a wide margin in that category this year. So I'm just going to stay away from this Utah-Miami game tonight.
Somebody texts in, Solana's the guy at the park that calls 20 fouls. Are you that guy, Solana? Are you the guy that's ringing them up on every play at the park?
Hey, listen, hand is not the ball. Hand is a foul. Okay?
and he probably has a headband. Alex, you play with a headband and like three sweatbands.
Let it rain.
Finger taped.
Let's get three, fingers taped. How many times have you yelled that at the JCC? Hey, hand is not the ball. Hand is not the ball.
Got to remind the officials sometimes as well.
All right, let's get three picks of your choice. You were 1-1 last week, 3-0 the week before.
Okay, so we're going to go with Boston Celtics tonight in the NBA. They're laying 2.5 at home to the Indiana Pacers. They lost two really tight games before getting blown out to Atlanta. They lost to New Orleans in overtime, lost to Dallas on a buzzer beater, then lost to Atlanta. When Atlanta shot 23 for 42 on three-pointers, that works out to 54.8%. They were without Kemba Walker. He sits out back-to-back, or second game of back-to-back, so he'll be back here. They've been home since Tuesday, so I expect a really good effort from Boston here. I'll lay the 2.5. College basketball tonight, two teams with great storied histories. The Indiana State Sycamores here, Larry Bird School, they take on Valparaiso, the Crusaders. Indiana State, known for Larry Bird, Valpo, the shot in 1998 when they beat number 4-ranked Ole Miss and went to the Sweet 16. So Valpo had like a brief moment. They are 9-16 on the year. They won three straight in late January, but since that time they've lost 3 of 4. They're only averaging a little over 60 points per game the last four games. Indiana State is 1-9 out of 10. They're the number 4 seed. They want to be the number 3 seed. They will take over that spot if they win this game. They don't want to face Drake, who's only lost two games all season in the semifinals here, the conference tournament. So we're going to take Indiana State as selection number 2, -3 at Valpo. And then we're going to go to the UFC. And like 36-year-old Maximus Griffin, he's taking on 32-year-old Dustin Dehania Jacoby. Dehania stands for the happiness. I mean, you can't have a nickname like that. I mean, it's embarrassing. The odds here are all wrong here. So the underdog, what we're looking at here is he's plus 150. So plus 150, and, I mean, Jacoby is a kickboxer. He destroyed the fighter. He last fought by leg kicks. Leg kicks are the only area where Jacoby, I see, can win this game, this fight here. He has the advantage in that area only, and you can't kick when you're flat on your back. In fact, he was in the UFC for two fights in 2012, beat a guy named Chris Camozzi. Lost to Chris Camozzi and lost to Clifford Starks. And both of those guys, they're not even in the UFC anymore. So he beat one opponent when he came back. I just don't think he's that good. I'm going to take Maxim Grishin here, plus 150. Wrong fighter is favored. I'm going with Maximus here.
All right, there you go. Lee Sterling, it's ParamountSports.com. He's laying off the Heat Jazz game tonight. He does like the Celtics laying the points against the Pacers tonight. He likes Indiana State laying the points against Valparaiso tonight. And in the UFC tomorrow night, Maxim Grishin at plus 150. Enjoy Hurricanes baseball tonight, Lee. Root them on to victory.
I sure will. Next week, we'll have to take next week off. I'm actually going to be at the, what a week I have planned. Well, I'm actually, because I'm husband of the year, we're up for that honor. I'm going to be visiting my daughter in North Carolina. So next week during your show, I'll be at the Miami, North Carolina State game up in North Carolina.
All right. We'll have Solana pick games next week. See if he can outdo you. All right. Thank you, Lee.
All right, guys. Take care.
There you go. Lee Sterling. Are you the guy that calls fouls at a pickup game, Solana?
Yeah, I mean, I just want a fair game out there, a fair, clean game out there.
People are outraged that you would consider taking a charge in a one-on-one game.
You'll call a charge?
like the notion of taking a charge. Like, so that means, like, in a one-on-one game, you can never buckle down to the ground. It just becomes, well, that's why I say he can't beat Leroy Horde or you, because there's no such thing as taking a charge. It's just body on body. And so the stronger body is going to move the weaker body.
If my feet are set.
But how are your feet going to be set?
And you're outside of the circle.
And I'm outside of the semicircle under the basket. It's, my feet are set, and I beat you to the spot. Hands are straight up. That's a charge, my guy.
All right.
Okay. You call a charge in one-on-one JCC ball.
Buddy, that's a charge, my guy.
Oh, he dropped a my guy and a buddy. I love it. This guy's JCC star.
This game would be an hour and a half if we played.
Right, we'd one foul after another. He'd foul you out, and then he'd win the game.
Oh, do I only have five fouls, Solana? Or what?
Is that your strategy, Solana? Foul him out?
We'll do NBA. We'll play by NBA rules, so you have six fouls. Six fouls.
All right. Excellent. This is funny. All right. Lee Sterling there. I got to get to February at some point during today's show, so don't let me forget. Now, I want to talk about mobilegourmetfoods.com, and I love talking about them because when only the best will do for your family meals, mobilegourmetfoods.com. They make it so easy. They're just a click away, and it's stuff that, you know, you get delivered to your home right here in South Florida, like legit gourmet luxury food, and they've got everything for everybody. I mean, they've got gourmet food, and they've got heat and eat stuff like ribs and chicken wings. So whether you're preparing a special meal for someone in your life or just some everyday family food planning, you go online, you order at mobilegourmetfoods.com. I've been telling you, my wife and I had some fillets a couple weeks ago, some of the best fillets. We've had their sushi-grade tuna, so, so good. We love the Ditka ribs. You go on the website, I mean, you'll see things like fresh right off their boats in the Florida Keys, jumbo stone crabs. They've got steaks from Japan like A5 Wagyu. They've got USDA Prime, Angus, Choice. They have a full line of grass-fed options. They've got veal chops, New Zealand rack of lamb, sustainable seafood like Maine lobster tail. They've got shrimp, salmon, that sushi-grade tuna, which I love. They have everyday staples, organic poultry and duck. They've even got the cooked items, like I said, heat and eat like super jumbo buffalo wings, those world-famous Ditka baby back ribs, which I absolutely love. And then like real super luxury items, caviar, truffles, you know, so you'll find something there. For over 25 years, the founders of mobilegourmetfoods.com have provided the country's best chefs and restaurants with hard-to-find boutique luxury foods, and now those exact same items are available affordably to you, the home chef. And I always mention, they're a local company, so it's not like they're shipping it in ice through the mail. And they are a South Florida company. They deliver it to your house from, you know, Boca and Boynton down to, you know, South Miami. It's really a treat when they pull up and they give you some of this delicious food that you know you're going to cook up. So through Sunday, all steaks and steak samplers are 20% off. That includes Japanese A5 Wagyu. That includes the USDA Prime, the dry-aged steaks, the Pasture Perfect grass-fed grill packs. It's all on sale now. It's discounted at checkout automatically for a limited time through Sunday. So go to mobilegourmetfoods.com. Mobilegourmetfoods.com, South Florida's luxury food specialty shop. We'll take a quick break and then more Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm telling you, at my age, there is no greater feeling than complete evacuation.
Hawk and Crowder.
Oh, these guys ripped off Noche de Sixto? Solana, you must be pissed.
Hi, my name is Alex Solana, and I want to talk to you about Sixto.
Solana, this doesn't sound anything like yours.
Conceptually.
He throws filth.
Go ahead. So no. Who is this? Who is this doing Noche de... What is it? Sexto?
This is Noche de Sexo. We seen Yandel. We seen in Yandel.
Okay. And for those that don't know, Solana remade this song last year for Sixto Sanchez, the Marlins pitcher. And people have this weird reaction to Solana's version. A lot of people react with anger. And I think it's really good, part of it. And then it gets to the lyric. And we played it the other day. I think it was this week. Was it this week, Solana?
It was.
Yeah. All right. Play it again real quick, because now that we've heard the original, here's Solana's version, Noche de Sixto.
It's your boy Solana.
Are you trying to sound so sexy nasty there?
Oye, Billy.
Pa Miami.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is a Marlins PSA. Sixto Sanchez has arrived, and Mattingly has his ace. Hoy es noche de Sixto.
See, that's a funny parody right there.
Hoy es noche de Sixto.
The cringe is rapidly approaching.
Hoy es noche
horse is off the chain.
Yep.
We haven't even seen his best stuff.
Hoy es noche
get ready. Even as much as you're ready, you're not ready.
It's time for you to realize this is a different era. Marlins baseball, Jeter uses billetera. Sixto's like a prospect, straight out of novela. Might even love him more than Miguel Cabrera. Don't make him walk a batter, please. Let Sixto pitch. His stuff is straight filth. El combina su curva con el fastball de Pedro.
Straight
Pedro
filth.
Dijo que Sixto es mejor.
Reminds me a little bit of Jim Barry's Tua Tagovailoa song. Can you find that?
Jim Barry. Tua, what you gonna do?
Jim Barry from CBS4 bringing back the ukulele. No one had asked for a resurgence in that.
Got to come with
Tua. Tua, what you gonna do? Tua, what you gonna do? Please, you got to come through. This song is for Tua Tagovailoa. Dolph fans want you to show it. You got quarterback skills to set the league on fire. Cause ain't a Dolphin done that since Marino retired. Frustrated fans want to return to glory. They believe in Flores and they like your
story.
Raised in Hawaii, purebred Samoan, crooned in Alabama, and they like how you was throwing. Falling like a surefire number one pick until you landed too hard and busted your hip. Dislocated, but now you're relocated to Miami because the Vince say you're a chance worth taking.
Tua, 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 what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Tua, 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 what you gonna do? Tua, 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 what you gonna do?
Don't kill Samoa.
You got to come to understand, man. We've seen quarterbacks come and go. We had a Tyler and a Sage, even had a Cleo. Two J's, an AJ, and a couple of Chads, and others in between that just made you mad. So forgive a doll fan for being shell-shocked. When you get on the field to a brother, you got to rock. The Heat got a hero. The fans need one, too. They're counting on you, too. Or what you gonna do? So please, scramble like a pocket, step up. Sling that ball left-handed like a rock.
Sling it!
Please. The fans need their own Mahomes who can put the ball in the end zone. Please. Hard Rock wants a show, a player who can take the team to the Super Bowl. Tua, we need to have fun down here in the sun. Show us your number one.
That's Mike Cuno on the ukulele.
Kill him, JB.
Might need a JB Solana collabo for the next big South Florida moment.
Oh, without question. Without question, that would be a big South Florida moment. I want to know what Jim Barry is going to rhyme Deshaun with.
Oh, I can't even
Watson,
think of
Watson, Watson. Let's throw our pots and pans. Pots, pans. And, I don't know. There's something there with pots and pans and Watson.
You got to go pans and pots and you got to flip them.
Somebody texts in after hearing your Noche de Sixto. I've got 500 on karate. Yeah. I'm with that.
Damn, Solana.
Somebody texts in, can we please retire those two songs and never play them again? Signed, the people of Miami. Thank you.
Come on now. Y'all don't like Jay Beezy?
Jim Barry's song was trash and still sounds like a hit next to the crap Solana made.
I'd have to not even hate Solana. Jim got you.
Yeah, he's got you on that. Yeah. He's got you.
I mean, listen, he had a ukulele. You know, like he's working with a ukulele.
4 o'clock hour, we're going to talk some NFL and quarterback free agency and quarterback trade requests with Ben Volen from the Boston Globe. We still got a lot of stuff to get to, including February. I promise you, February. Maybe we'll do it in the next segment, February.
Y'all, I want to thank all y'all out there for making Lou Bagwell Coconut Creek number one. They're the best. We all know it. And now they have the title. Lou Bagwell Coconut Creek Chevrolet is the place where other auto dealers' family members get to buy their cars because they can't hook themselves up. They can't hook their family up like Lou Bagwell Coconut Creek Chevrolet can hook you up. No one has ever or will ever sell Chevys for less than Lou Bagwell Coconut Creek Chevrolet. So I got to ask you, why would you overpay? What sense does that make to overpay? Just go to Lou Bagwell Coconut Creek Chevrolet. They have a great inventory of both new and used cars and trucks ready for pickup or delivery. If you want to go down there, meet their award-winning sales staff, award-winning service department, test drive these beautiful Chevys, and take it home, you're more than welcome. If you're not comfortable with that, shop online, and they'll bring the car to your house, your job, your mom's house. They just want to get a beautiful Chevrolet in your driveway, and there is no nonsense pricing. There's some crazy stuff on social media, the internet and TV commercials, and then you get to the dealership and they add another 10, 15 grand on the car. That's not how Lou Bagwell does it. No nonsense pricing, because they have been serving South Florida since the 50s, giving generation after generation of families deals on Chevys, and they're not stopping now. You got to get to Lou Bagwell Coconut Creek Chevrolet. Find new roads.
All right, we're going to do February next on Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hock and Crowder Show.
My brother came all the way from Scottsdale, Arizona to be here tonight. And you're not going to sing for him?
Hock and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.